Good morning. It's 8:39, Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. We're joined on Zoom by Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
And also with us is Maureen Loyal, Director of Rehabilitation. We're going to talk about the swing bed program this morning. Good morning, Maureen.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
Always good to have you here. Laura, I'm going to start with you, my twice-monthly COVID questions. Just bring us up to date. What Finger Lakes Health facilities are doing vaccinations right now, and can you give any advice to people trying to navigate through this system? I know a lot of people in our area seem to be winding up in Syracuse.
Yes, I can definitely, I will recommend go on to our website, www.flhealth.org. You can follow there many of the links. There are differences in terms of who can provide which types of vaccines. So for example, many of the pharmacies are only doing age-related when they hit a certain criteria. Our health system has not had many first doses in a long time. I heard there may be some additional first doses that may be coming our way, but I do not have confirmation of that at this point. So we early on had some first doses that we were able to give out to community, and then second doses as well to those people who had first dose here. And then of course those large state sites up at Rochester Dome, up at the Syracuse Fairgrounds, those are places where essential workers, people who meet the age criteria, they have a much wider criteria. So I did see a great news story last night even that did help identify some of these various characteristics based on where you could get your vaccine. So my best recommendation, because I do know people are wanting it, which we're grateful for, I encourage people to continue to be patient and persistent. Go ahead, check out our website. There are many links there so you can look to see when spaces open up. I know several people have had the opportunity through Seneca County's county programs at Del Lago. I do encourage people to go to their county websites, Ontario, Yates, Seneca, or Wayne County websites as well, because many of the county pop-up clinics and other things are being listed there. So again, be patient and persistent, and each category of people has different places where they're more likely to be able to actually get it.
Also, on our website, FingerLakesDailyNews.com, in the rotator midway down the page, we have a link to the state system to tell you if you're eligible, because that expanded this week in terms of who can get it and maybe where you can get it. The other thing is, I know that tomorrow is walk-in mammograms in Penyan at Soldiers and Sailors. Which Monday of the month is it that it's in Geneva?
We're actually taking a little bit of a break in Geneva.
Oh, that's right. You told me that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, but indeed, we are continuing at Soldiers and Sailors. So we encourage you for walk-in mammograms at Soldiers and Sailors still. And the other thing that's starting right now, we've got the perfect person to talk about it as well, is our mobility screening program.
Right.
So with our mobility screening program, these free screenings are open to people who are 65 and older, both held at Soldiers and Sailors in Penyan, as well as at Geneva General Hospital's Garnsey Outpatient Rehab. Our guest today is the director of our rehab services, and she will be talking today about swing bed, but I also want to give a shout out. She's been our long leadership award winner of the year in the past. She's also been recognized as the Healthcare Achievement Awards winner through the Rochester Business Journal. Maureen Loyal is indeed not only a shining star here at Finger Lakes Health, but obviously someone very committed to patients, oversees the cardiac rehab program, as well as inpatient, outpatient, PT, OT, speech therapy programs. We, of course, have therapy that we offer on our Waterloo campus, as well as our Penyan campus, as well as at Geneva. Outpatient is at Garnsey Rehab. So Maureen is sort of the brains behind the rehab mobility screening program, along with her team, who want to just get out there, do community outreach, help people stay independent and strong in their homes. And then that's a little bit of what swing bed's about as well. It's a unique program with a different kind of name, but we'll talk a little bit about what the swing bed program is, and Maureen can share about this interdisciplinary nature of that program and how it really does help strengthen and get people back in their homes after, for example, an extended hospital stay, etc.
Well, good morning again, Maureen. First question for you is, are we going to get some hair in sports? You got any inside scoop?
I think hopefully in the spring, I think we'll see some lacrosse out there, hopefully.
I'm sure hoping so. So before we get to swing bed, remind us about, because I love this program, the community mobility screening for people 65 and older, because we've seen it, and I've seen it with people I know. At that age, a fall very often triggers a real big downfall for the patient, so you screen them for potential fall risks.
Yep. People are able to make an appointment because it takes about a half an hour. So we want to make sure we get you in and out safely. And you meet with one of our therapists, and we run you through a gamut of tests that are standardized to your age for strength and balance and flexibility. And it kind of gives you a little report card on how you're doing. If we see any weaknesses, we just free of charge, we just give you some exercises to focus on that. Occasionally, we see people who have some deficits that put them at a high risk for falls. So then we recommend more formal therapy services. But it's something I kind of tell the folks, it's like your blood pressure and cholesterol, that you come in for free every year and get tested just to make sure, like Lara said, to keep you independent in the community. It's a great program.
So now the swing bed program, we've been talking over the years about the niches that have developed in healthcare. One of those was the urgent care. It was something between a regular doctor visit and the emergency room. That's kind of the idea behind swing bed, right?
Well, the swing bed, it benefits a critical access hospital. It keeps it strong in the community. It's an opportunity to provide short-term rehab services in addition to our skilled nursing facilities rehab services. It has a little added benefit in that you have the RNs working with you. So if you just need a prolonged course of IV antibiotics that need to be changed throughout the day, you can go there and the nursing staff there can help you with that. But in addition, we can also provide physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy to folks who, like Lara said, maybe had a joint replacement, a hip fracture, a stroke, or a prolonged hospitalization that didn't allow them to return home safely.
So where is the swing bed program held?
The swing bed program is in our Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital in Penn Yan. So what the swing bed means, it means that a hospital bed can swing over and be designated as a rehab bed in the same facility.
So part of the idea, I was reading the article, there's an article by my friend Josh Durso that was in the paper a while back talking about this program, and one of the things is that people can, they have a more private space and you can wear your own clothes, and it's a little less hospital-like, I guess, and a little more homey.
Yep, it's that interim between being in the hospital and home. So you can be at a hospital in Rochester for services and not be strong enough to go home. That if you live down in the Penn Yan area, the Geneva area, we can take you there for rehab services. You'll have you get dressed every day with our occupational therapist and the nursing staff working on how to do that independently. We have a recreation room so that folks, you know, can have outside of therapy, have some time to just, you know, relax their brains and maybe do crosswords or something they enjoy. So it's just really that prep, that step in between a hospital stay and home, to make sure that you're safe and independent and can get back to living the life that you lived prior to your original hospitalization.
And one of the key parts of the swing bed program is the team approach to care. I mean, a generation ago in medicine, it was sort of this specialist came in and this one came in and they didn't necessarily talk to each other. In the swing bed program, it's all coordinated as part of a team.
Yes, we have care management that helps kind of like steer the ship for your stay and preparing you for what you need afterwards. Physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech work really closely with the nursing staff on your care plan so that gets accessed throughout the day. And our physicians and our nurse practitioner at the site are wonderful in controlling the medical aspects of your stay. So you put all those folks together, we meet regularly, and we talk about how what needs you need while you're in the hospital for the swing bed program in the rehab setting, and then what you're going to need when to get you home safely. So it is a real great team approach.
Are you finding that patients who go through this program are getting home and back to normal, quote unquote, more quickly?
Yes, because we tailor it to the patient's needs. So if someone needs 30 minutes of therapy a day, that's what they get. If they need over an hour, we give that, whatever they could tolerate. Their stays can be anywhere from 7 to 14 days or longer if needed, you know, all based on your ability. So we get most of our patients are going home and they're showing an improvement in their function.
In terms of rehabilitation, how do you put together a plan for a patient? So somebody comes to you and they're going to need some sort of rehab. How do you evaluate what they need and then tailor their plan?
Pretty much at all of our levels, from the hospital setting to our outpatient settings and then our rehab settings like swing bed, we really meet with that individual and we set individualized care plans. So we look to see what people want to get back to doing, whether it's playing with their grandchildren, gardening, golfing, or just being able to walk around the block independently. So we really sit down with that patient, their family members, their caregivers, and we really dig into what they want to get out of therapy, and we tailor the goals right to those ideas.
When a patient is out of the swing bed program and back home, do you kind of follow up with them and help make sure they're on their plan and sort of smooth out any bumps that they might encounter?
Yeah, most of the time we set up home care, so we go through the home care services and follow up. Occasionally, the folks come back to us for outpatient services as well, so that we can see how they finish up and get them, fine-tune them all the way to that complete independence like they were prior. So we do follow up. Our nursing staff makes phone calls after people get discharged to make sure that they're following up with their physicians and also with their care plans.
Remind us, I always like to ask you this when you're here, physical therapy versus occupational therapy.
Well, I always say physical therapy, we focus on those gross motor skills like walking, getting up and down stairs, transferring in and out of beds. There's a lot of overlap between the two, where occupational therapy works on your activities of daily living. So they'll recreate dressing, practicing dressing. If you had a knee replacement or hip replacement, have a hard time getting your shoes on, they have assistive devices. We have a practice bathroom. So if you have a tub or a shower stall, we practice safely getting in and out with that with occupational therapy. So we kind of cross over on balance and bed mobility, but then we also have our specific task of walking and dressing.
Is there any real key to success that you see that tells you that a patient's going to do well? Is it getting moving as quickly as possible or doing certain activities? How do you know that, okay, this patient's really embracing this and is going to do well?
It's a combination of things, but I've always told my patients that we just give you the roadmap, you have to do the driving. So if somebody's really participating in their care and actively performing the task and we're just assisting them to finish the final part of the task to get them to that independence, then they're going to do really well. It's not a passive process. We don't come in and just move your leg. If we do that, you'll never get stronger. So like I said, we're giving them the roadmap, they're doing all the driving.
Is there a fixed number of these swing beds available, or is that flexible?
There is a little bit with CMS regulations. I think we can go up to like 25 beds. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that we can. We pretty much average lately anywhere from 7 to 12 beds for swing bed.
All right.
Well, we try not to turn anybody away because we want to get them home.
Yeah. It's a great program, and we appreciate it. Thanks for sharing with us as always.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Maureen Loyal, Director of Rehabilitation Services with Finger Lakes Health. And Laura, thank you as always. And in 2 weeks, when I ask you again about the Geneva walk-in mammograms, feel free to reach out and virtually slap me on Zoom.
No, we are just grateful that you're always on top of everything we do. So thank you so much.
All right.